That's toast. Just toast.
Well, we've got slice 9, Hovis, soft white, and it's our first thick slice.
On the record.
On the record. We've done thick before, but I think this is the first one we're recording. We've already buttered. When I say we, I mean you. I haven't. Which knife is yours? It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
So we'll jump straight in. Do you want to pop the toast now?
I mean, it feels pillow-like already.
It does. It does feel nice.
I would sleep on a loaf of this. I'd probably sleep with a loaf of this as well.
Do you feel like this is a chance for Hovis to redeem itself after we had the medium white, which was fine. It was a competent bit of bread, but it wasn't exceptional from a bakery and a brand that really should be absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, I think it has a chance to redeem itself, but I feel don't hold up high hopes. I think it's just going to be the same as it was with the previous Hovis, but just thicker.
It's good.
I like it.
It's a good sandwich bread.
Well, first bite in is just the same, isn't it? It's just more to chew on.
Yeah. Thick bread.
Yeah, but I think that's a good deal.
More substance. Less flop.
Yeah, slightly less flop. The flop is the important thing we're measuring here.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
You're not, Matt.
Well, it's not that I'm not enjoying it. I just feel like I'm doing a daily chore of eating some bread at this point. Like it's nothing. It's not screaming at me.
Do you expect more from Hovis Thick White?
No. I expect Hovis to be a very safe, average slice of bread.
Is that what you're eating?
Yeah.
So it's satisfactory.
Yeah.
Meets expectations.
I guess it does meet expectations, but I'm still disappointed. I wanted something like...
I think with some cheese, pickle, cucumber, bit of ham.
Fresh up.
Great sandwich. Ham and mustard.
Grab your toast bags.
Oh, this ain't done.
It's still bread. I think that's a pretty damn good toast.
Your toaster is...
Matt, do you want to put yours in a bit longer?
Nah, on point today.
What are we giving the bread?
I think I'm going to give it 6-7.
I'm just going to go straight on for 6.
Well, that's low. Yeah, 6-9.
Right, I feel like I might even be underscoring it.
It was good bread. I enjoyed it.
Close to 7.
It was it was very close to a 7.
Right, let's give this toast a bash, shall we?
Cool.
Good structure, hasn't fallen in the middle, under the knife.
This is already better.
It's got that nice fluffy interior, crunchy bottom, soft top where the spread soaked in.
It's way better than medium.
The crust is a bit weak. Although some people
crust
like
is a little bit
foamy. I think that's due to toasting time though, it's a little bit under.
I'm into this.
Is it just me or has it got a bit of a funny smell?
I don't think so.
It smells a bit chemically.
I can't really say it smells of anything.
What chemicals do you think they're pumping into their Hovis bread?
Oh, anything. Everything. Anything that gives you cancer.
Wow.
All the cancer chemicals.
It's the bread-based conspiracy of kill all of our customer base because
it's got some E numbers in it, that's for sure.
Did you just say because we're lizard people?
Yeah. Like the Queen.
It's just the Queen's a lizard, doesn't mean we are.
Yeah, well, Hovis.
Well, I'm not saying we're lizards, I'm saying the Queen is, and so is Hovis. I'm not saying that at all, I'm just trying to shit.
She is a lizard.
She might be, I don't know. Don't know her. I can't bring myself to finish it.
I like that. I'm going to give it 7-2.
I was going 7-1.
7-2, like that is a bit of toast I would happily eat every day. If it was there, popped up, bit of spread, munch it. Every day. Not offensive, yeah. Not bad.
It's a winner with a bit of Marmite.
Yeah, that'd be good with Marmite.
I'm just going to go with 6-4, I don't think it's anything special.
No?
It's decent, but I mean, maybe mine isn't cooked to my impeccably high standards.
Well, you mean band standards?
Yeah. Charred.
So Hovis definitely
you're
clawed
expecting
it back
a lot.
Well, I know what else is out there. I know what else is out there. I've got to rate them all equally.
Yeah, but it's not Hovis extra thick soft white. That guy is a game changer.
That makes all the difference, does it?
He punches hard, that guy.
Yeah, that's that mop up your English breakfast bread.
Nah, I'm wanting more.
Fair enough.
Have another slice then.
I think it delivered on what I expected from a Hovis thick white.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it did. But
it wasn't anything amazing. It was just toast, on point toast.
You've given it like 7, 6, 9 or something.
I think it's a solid, yeah, solid slice. It's not incredible, but
it's 8. We've given out, not on the official reviews, but
we've only had like 2 or 3 8s.
Yeah, and that's just borderline 7. The difference between a 7-1 and a 7-9 is quite a big standard.
Yeah, to me, I think a 5 is disappointing. A 6 is kind of average, and a 7 is a good slice.
I think 7 creeps into like what you could eat daily.
Mm. Yeah,
top
yeah.
7 is like, this is almost getting to, you know, like your Saturday morning toast that you want to be right with your eggs or whatever.
An 8 is something you tell people about.
And yeah,
and a 9 is something you go out and wait to look for. Yeah, but we haven't hit a 9 yet. I think the top rating we've given is like 8-1 or something.
Yeah, a 9.
8-2.
You know, you wrap that slice around your dick and have a tug, don't you?
Yeah.
And
then eat it
you get a 10.
You don't want to waste it.
If you get a 10, you just sit there and cry after you ate it.
There's no such thing as a 10. If we ever hit a 10,
don't exist.
If you don't know that.
If we ever hit a 10, it'll be the last carb hub we ever do.
Wow, okay.
10 is implying that it's the best thing ever.
You can't. I don't think 10s exist.
But somewhere in the world,
there's
there
always
is a
room
best
to improve.
Out.
There is, yeah. But you could eat that and then go, that would be really good if we did this a bit differently.
What if there wasn't anything we could do differently?
Well, I don't know.
Then it would be a 10.
Wait for the alien invasion to come down and show us how they do it.
So, Hovis soft white is not a 10.
No, it's not a 10.
It's not a 10.
It's not a 7.
Well, we'll have to disagree with that. But it was definitely a 7 in my books. I'm happy to take that.
Right.
It's a good slice, but I think when you can buy a supermarket slice of thick bread for half the price,
yeah, always.
Then you don't buy it, do you?
How much this last time?
There's nothing wrong
for the
with
brand
it.
Name, aren't you?
Yeah.
To a degree,
yeah.
How much was this, by the way?
I don't know.
I think it was £1.
How much was the normal thickness?
I think it was £1.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they vary. You just get less slices, don't you?
It's the same,
loaf, essentially.
Yeah.
They just cut it differently.
Oh, there we go then.
Yeah. I think for a branded loaf, for £1, I don't think it's too offensive.
No. It's alright.
It's not too offensive to you, because you've given it a 7.
Yeah,
it's good.
If you like brands, you'd buy it.
Yeah.
If you don't, you'd save your money, and you'd get Tesco's or Sainsbury's alternative. Or Morrison's, or Asda, or Co-op.
Well.
Whichever one you shop at. Just not Waitrose.
I'm disappointed in Hovis. I want them to. They know how to make bread clearly because they're a very successful company. I want them to have a bread that is
next level.
Blows my socks off.
Well, they don't make bread like that.
Yeah, but I want them to try. If they can make me a custom made one single loaf of bread,
but then it only might be a 9 for you. Might be a fucking 4.5 for us.
I don't care what you think, do I? If you're rating it lower than me, I don't really care. Because it's what I think. If you're rating it higher than me, I think you're an idiot.
We did rate it higher than
me. I know, that's why I think you're an idiot.
Well, I'm not sure we've got much else to say about Hovis soft white thick.
No, apart from that it sucks.
Do we have a product for the next episode?
Well, we got potential some bagels to try. We could do bagels next.
We've still got to do the New York originals, haven't we?
Yeah.
The OGs.
Otherwise, we've got to find something else.
Which is, you know, completely doable.
I think we need some crumpets. We've got no crumpets on the record, have we?
And breakfast muffins.
No live crumpet reviews.
No. We also haven't got any like freshly baked loaves either.
No.
Some hipster bread.
Some artisan.
Cool. Let's wrap it up then.
Bagels or crumpets? Come back. But that's toast.